This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body. You are more and more knowledgeable. And you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 33 years of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like acne, psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds. Recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle, but what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing system, it's a regenerating system, it is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while some folks may call that a miracle, it really is just the way the body works. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to wean yourself off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we are here for you. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get your calls in our second segment today. We've got the guest coming up at the bottom of the hour, Mina Samuels, who is a playwright and a writer and a performer and an athlete and a spiritual advisor, I guess you would say. She's written a really cool book called Run Like a Girl, 365 Days a Year, a practical, personal, inspirational guide for women athletes. It's not just for women. Her book is just inspirational, and she's got lots of great ideas on how to live a bright side philosophy-filled life. Everything she talks about is right in line with everything we talk about on this program. I was very excited to read her book and to read her bio as well and also to talk to her. I got to have a conversation with her yesterday and excited to talk to her on the radio today. And we'll be speaking to Mina Samuels about her book and about her philosophies on having a high-powered, content, and wonderful life. At the bottom of the hour, we'll get your calls in our second segment, 844-236-6010. If you have questions about longevity products or health challenges you or a loved one may be dealing with, and of course, if you have a common or success story, we love hearing those. 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side. If you want to purchase longevity products, head to brightsideben.com, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. And you can also sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team off the websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. We've got blog posts, news stories, videos, lots of good health information at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. And join the team now, the link that you can click on if you want to start a longevity business, if you want to help spread the word about the power and importance of a good nutritional supplement program, be a part of the multi-billion, maybe even trillion-dollar health business. If you include medical health, it's definitely in the trillions. We spend a lot of money on healthcare. We should be so healthy with the amount of money we spend on healthcare. We should be so healthy. We should be the healthiest culture in the history of mankind. With all the money and all the drugs and all the doctors, clearly we're doing something wrong here. Clearly we're not doing this health thing right. And clearly there's a reason for it. The reason for it is, as they say, follow the money. The medical model and the institutions that support the medical model and the institution of medicine itself depends on us believing certain things. It depends on our being conditioned. Corporations need some source of life energy. They can't make their own life energy like a human being, even though, according to the courts, corporations are human beings. But we'll leave that aside for now. Corporations need to have a constant input of energy. Guess what that constant input of energy is? Us. And our resources, and our dollars. Institutions, like the institution of medicine, depends on human fuel for existence. Institutions eat human beings. They eat their energy. They eat their resources. They eat their life force. They're vampires. They never die. Even though the courts say corporations are human beings, that's official judicial dogma that corporations are human beings. Even though, according to the courts, corporations are human beings, they live forever, unlike human beings. And they need to have a constant input of energy. That's us. And the surest way for institutions to guarantee a steady stream of energy from us is to get us to believe we need them, to condition us from birth, literally from birth. In the case of medicine, from birth, from the time we come out of the womb, we are conditioned to believe that we're not okay, that we're sick, inherently built in sick, that we can't heal ourselves, that we need drugs, we need surgeries, we need devices, we need doctors. I've been in the skincare world for 30 plus years, and the skincare world is notorious for this phenomenon where we're not okay, or our wrinkles somehow are not okay, our dark spots are not okay. There's something that we have to fix. There's always something we have to fix. In terms of our bodies, we need to have 6% body fat. We need to have six-pack abs. We need to have big biceps and triceps. And these are all ways that we are compelled to interact with these institutions that could care less about us. And it's true about all institutions, legal institutions, government institutions, but there's something especially nasty about it when it comes to our health. And these days, it used to be that mind viruses, we talk about mind viruses, how they're stuck into the culture, injected into the culture, infected into the culture. They depended on human beings to spread them, and they still do. Human beings are still a major vector. But now, a vector is a spreading agent. Human beings are a major vector for the spreading of beliefs, the spreading of memes, the spreading of mind viruses. But now we have the internet. And soon we're going to have virtual reality and augmented reality. Started with the printing press. The printing press was the first time that memes was the first tool or vector that memes and mind viruses had that wasn't human. That's what made the printing press so revolutionary. And then, of course, we had telegraphs and telephones and televisions and radios, etc. Now we got the internet, and soon we're going to have virtual reality and augmented reality. And all of these are ways of delivering conditioning messages, mind viruses. Keep in mind here, it's bad. The ability of the institutions to inject mind viruses into the culture is so immense and so sophisticated and so surreptitious, so not noticed, so embedded in the culture that we don't even notice it, that it seems like it's really bad. But you know what? We always have the power to inoculate ourselves, to protect ourselves. That's called critical thinking. Critical thinking is the enemy of mind viruses. It's your vaccine. Being a critical thinker, we want to learn to critically think. The medical model is representative. They will hoodwink us at every turn. They will sell us disease. Now, diseases are branded. We own our disease. If you ever said, I have a disease, you've owned your disease. You've become an owner of your disease. We almost feel comfortable because we have other people who are with us. So they brand our disease like you brand a baseball team or you brand a hamburger. Drugs are especially branded, endlessly marketed to us. Oh, my God. Every day I see a new drug advertised that I never heard of. They're all the same type of drug, though. There's only a few classes of drugs. There's only a small, maybe 20 different, maybe 30 different classes of drugs. But there's literally 30,000 different branded drugs. That doesn't include generics. How do you have 30,000 drugs? How sick are we that we need 30,000 drugs? It's because the drugs don't represent a respite from illness, for the most part. There's something to be sold. Think about it. And I mean, think about it, really. Critically think. If the drug companies are going to be profitable, they got to keep selling us drugs. And for them to keep selling us drugs, they got to keep expanding the market. And guess who the market is? Us. And this is true, like I say, about all corporations, but, cars, they have to expand the market, and television sets and computers and all the devices and commodities that we buy, we've got to expand the markets. But when it comes to our health, that means they got to tell us we're sick. That's the only way to expand the market is to tell us we're sicker and sicker. And that's one of the sneakiest tricks that the medical model plays on us, is the idea of test scores and references and drugging us ahead of time. Prophylactic medicine ahead of time. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010 is our number. We're coming back on The Bright Side right after this.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at GCNlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we're back on The Bright Side. Pharmacist Ben here. 844-236-6010 is our number, and we got lines open for you. We'll get your calls here in just a moment. Got a guest coming up at the bottom of the hour. Mina Samuels is the author of Run Like a Girl, And she's a spiritual mentor and a spiritual guide and an athlete and a playwright. And she's got some really neat ideas about having, about how to have your best life, how to have an authentic life. And as she says, how to have a life that, quote, embraces the mess, the complexity and the contradictions, a life where personal transformation comes from within, unquote. And that is so important. There's all kinds of health shows out there and vitamin shows and supplement shows and diet shows, but the real, if we really are going to be optimize our health and really take advantage of our God-given ability to heal ourselves and to have a wonderful, awesome, physically vital and robust life and be resistant to disease and not be in chronic pain and be able to leverage the wonderful powers of our body for all the things that it can do, all the delicious pleasure it can give us, we have to not just understand supplementation and understand diet and understand exercise, but understand the psychological and the mental and the emotional and the spiritual aspects of being alive, of having a great life. It's so important not to marginalize these aspects. And I hear healthcare professionals, for the most part, never address this. A true healthcare professional will always address SMEP, spiritual, mental, emotional, as well as physical aspects of well-being, because they're all important. Health comes from the word whole. To be healthy is to be whole, to be integrated, to have all your components operating simultaneously in parallel fashion, in a healthy parallel fashion. Healthy spiritual, healthy mental, healthy emotional, as well as healthy physical. So I read Minus work, Run Like a Girl, 365 Days a Year. I was super stoked. She's an athlete, and I've always said, if an athlete is doing something, we should all be paying attention, because we're all athletes. Just getting your butt out of bed in the morning is an athletic event. We'll talk to Mine at the bottom of the hour. We'll get your calls this segment. Tomorrow we're going to continue talking about one of the main tools that the medical model uses, and one that we all are susceptible, most of us are fall for, this trick. This little nasty little trick that they play on us to get us to buy their drugs, to get us to buy into the medical model. We'll talk about that tomorrow as we continue discussing this whole idea of critical thinking. Critical thinking is really, that's the theme. Be a critical thinker. It's the way you inoculate yourself against viruses and mind viruses and conditioning. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. Let's say good morning to Mary in Oregon. Mary, what's going on? Where you been?
I'm busy.
I don't hear from you anymore. You don't write, you don't call. What's going on?
All right.
Yes.
I'm calling today because repetition is reinforcement.
Yes,
and,
that's true.
Your truth treatment products can be made to last a long, long time.
That's a problem I have. They're too concentrated. But you know what? I'm just kidding, because I wanted to give people products that would last a long time. Why should you pay? This is how most skincare products are made, with 80 to 90% water, sometimes up to 95 or even 98% water. This is why bookkeepers and marketers and bankers get into the skincare business, because they can sell you water for what amounts to $50,000 a gallon for some products. And it's just mean. So I took all that out. I took the silicone out, the oil, the water, the preservatives, the fragrances. I left behind the active and functional ingredients. You only use a drop or two. Or you only use a tiny little pinch of our true transdermal sea balm. And that creates value for you. And, you know, when you see the price, sometimes $189 for an ounce, or $129 for an ounce, depending on what you're buying, or, you know, $69 for half an ounce. So sometimes you see and you go, oh, my God, that's so expensive. No, it's not expensive compared to other products, because you're getting the 100% active and functional ingredients. And the problem is, for me, Mary, as you point out, I don't get a lot of sales because they last a long time. But I don't care. It's worth it to me.
And you've tried to convince your readers in the past that it lasts a long time and that it is not expensive for that reason, and that's
right.
Why I'm calling today, to reinforce that.
Oh, thank you. Are you giving me an unsolicited testimonial or a commercial here?
That's what I'm doing.
Thank you, Mary. You're awesome. I appreciate that. Listen, why don't you do this for me, my dear? When you get a chance, send your address to Ben@truthtreatments.com. Maybe you sent it before, but send it again, and you'll get a surprise in your mailbox here coming up.
Oh, you're such a great person, Ben.
So may just keep checking your mailbox, and maybe I'll have a little surprise waiting for you. Am I going to see you in San Diego?
No.
No? You're not going to make it?
No.
Okay. No. All right. Well, I'll miss you at the convention. But if you change your mind, let me know.
I'll miss you too.
Okay, Mary. Have an awesome day. Thank you.
You too.
Thanks for the testimonial about the truth. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye. All right. Speaking of the truth, we got Truth Raider, also in Oregon. What is it about Oregon? Oregon is a very truthy state, I notice.
It must
like
be.
The truth. What's that?
It must be. It must be the awakening of those here in the Northwest that want to know our real, our own self-healing. You know, find out that we can
how great
heal
we are. We want to, yeah. You know, we know inherently how great we are, even though we're told every day how sick we are and how weak we are and how we need to be fixed and how only doctors in the medical model can take care of us. And we're dumb unless we go to college. And, you know, if we don't somehow participate in the frameworks and the structures and the scaffolding of what is our culture, we're somehow less than. And that's why it's really important, Carla Truth Raider, to do what you do every day, and that's to critically think, to examine your experience and examine your thoughts and how your world is showing up. So that's
absolutely
why you're the Truth Raider. What's going on today?
I have a concern. Numbness down, not solid, but light numbness down my right leg for the past 3 months consistently. And
are you playing tennis still? Are you still playing tennis?
Yeah, a little bit, you know, here and there.
It could be a pinched nerve. It could be pinching. It could be some inflammation causing some pinching. You don't have any. You didn't do anything like you didn't fall or do anything mechanically, like wound something, twist something, sprain something.
Well, right? I might be laying on my side in my bed when I do for hours sometimes to do research and study on the computer. I must be laying on my side. I was wondering if there's anything over a period of time.
This is what I would do. Whenever you have something like that, like numbness, and that just shows up quickly. And if you're healthy otherwise, you don't have any other symptoms, I think of mechanical issues with the spine, the skeleton, the bone structure. And that's where body work comes in. And that's where Rolfing especially comes in. I know I've talked about this before. I like talking about it on a regular basis because it's a really, really powerful healing modality for dealing with any kind of twists and sprains and inflammatory conditions that follow those twists and sprains. Now, if you do have numbness, can also be associated with diabetes and blood sugar problems, not just diabetes, but messed up blood sugar. So that's called neuropathy. If it's like painful in addition to numbness, you might want to consider a blood sugar problem. The best way to assess a blood sugar problem is with belly fat. You can assume that your blood sugar control is starting to get thrown off if you have some belly fat going on. Not that I'm ripping into anybody, but those would be the two things I would be working on. As far as nutrition goes, omega fatty acids can be, they're your anti-inflammatory fatty acids, vitamin E, alpha lipoic acid, as well as just a good old, well-rounded nutritional supplement program like the Healthy Start Pack. Truth Raider, gotta go. We got a guest coming up at the bottom of the hour, Mina Samuels. We're gonna talk about her book, Run Like a Girl, 365 days a year. If you're listening to The Bright Side, we'll return right after this.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A 21-year-old trainee for the L.A. County Sheriff's Department, lucky to be alive after he was shot while standing in a parking lot of the County Sheriff's Department. It happened yesterday afternoon. A gunshot fired from a four-story building hit his bulletproof vest. They're still hunting for the possible sniper who shot him. Time to get out your scorecards to keep track of the 2020 Democratic presidential race, as Washington Governor Jay Inslee has now announced he's dropping out of it. That announcement came hours after someone who had been in the race announced,
"I'm John Hickenlooper, candidate for the United States Senate."
That's former Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper, who dropped out earlier this week after his White House run never caught fire. It was expected he might try to challenge Republican Senator Cory Gardner instead. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on health care by far and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightSideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightSideBen.com. That's www.BrightSideBen.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time, 24/7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. You can purchase longevity products or sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. And don't forget to check out our True Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com. Never any fragrance, fillers, waxes, preservatives, water, oil, silicone, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want. Pharmacy potency without a prescription. Truthtreatments.com. Got new products coming up here in the next few weeks, so make sure you take a look. We also have a skin health blog at truthtreatments.com. Truthtreatments.com. All right, I'm very excited to have our next guest on. Run Like a Girl, 365 Days a Year is the title of her new book. It's a practical, personal, inspirational guide for women athletes. You can get it everywhere. Mina, I believe she says her name, Mina Samuels, we'll straighten that out here in a minute, is an attorney and an activist and a playwright and a performer and an athlete, and I call her a spiritual guru. I don't know if she would say she's a spiritual guru, but she's got really, really powerful and inspiring ideas. I've been watching her videos. I got to have a conversation with her yesterday. Please welcome to the Bright Side, Mina Samuels, or is it Mina Samuels?
It is Mina. You got it right. Thanks so much for having me, Ben.
Hey, it's good to talk to you again, Mina Samuels. So I've been watching your stuff, and it's, I got to tell you, it's not only is it right in line with what we talk about here in this program and right in line with what I believe personally, but it's right in line with how you, what you got to do to be healthy. And I'm so happy to see an athlete teaching people to apply athlete principles to living a good life. So let's talk about a couple of your basic. Well, first of all, tell us a little bit. You're an attorney. I find that very interesting. A human rights attorney. So you're a lover of humanity right from the get-go, right?
Yes, I guess you could put it that way. I should be clear. I am a former attorney, or I used to say that I was a refugee from the practice of law, but
okay.
I feel now that the refugee crisis around the world is so extreme that I can't use that word so lightly anymore. But yes, I was first trained as a lawyer, and I practiced as a lawyer. Then I did some human rights advocacy, and then finally moved sort of onto this path of writing, but it took a while. All of those things were necessary to build to today.
Which is what you talk about a lot, how you can use your, how you can work with the stuff, the juice of your life, that it may be, seem traumatic or seem unpleasant, but that's like the, that's what you can work with. That's the clay.
Well, it's also the only thing we have to work with
is
our life and how we've lived it. I mean, it's up to us what new things we invite into our life. But what has already happened in our life is there. And so that is our material to work with. And we have a choice as to whether we want to try to pretend it didn't happen or push it away as so terrible that there's absolutely nothing we can make that's good out of it. You know, people often ask me if I regret that I invested a lot of years in law school, and I worked really hard, and then I was a lawyer for 3 years, and then I did my master's of law, and now I'm not doing anything that is visibly related to those things. But, you know, every once in a while, if I'm in a really blue mood, I'll think, oh, I wasted so much time. I should have started with writing. But then I think if I had started with it, I wouldn't be here, and I might not have felt as compelled as I do now, because I had been down side roads and taken detours and understood how important it was to me to get on the path that was the path that felt meaningful and purposeful in my life.
So that's awesome that you say that, and it's really very powerful that you say that, but it's also hindsight. So how do you get into that attitude while it's happening, while the crap is hitting the fan, so to speak? How do you get into that attitude that you just described? Or can you?
Well, I would say that my experience and what I do think works is that we need to marry. They're already married, actually. We need to understand that our bodies and our minds and the way we're thinking and the way we're feeling, which ultimately drives what we decide to do, is one interconnected system. It's not even two separate systems, the mind, the intellect, and the
body
that are having a conversation. They are one thing. And so for me, I feel like tuning into your body and listening to what it has to say to you about where you are on a daily basis, and then on a, you know, on that longer term basis, is incredibly helpful to let us know if we're on the right path or not. There's obviously other things in there which sound more intellectual, but then that I also think that we can feel, which is understanding what our values are. What are the things in life that we value? Do we value connection? Do we value courage? Do we value integrity? Do we value truth? Do we value creativity? Whatever it is, we all have different values. Those are the things that we think are important, even when we're by ourselves and no one's looking. So it's the way we want to live, even if we were on a desert island.
So first
And we can feel the truth of those things in our bodies, too, I believe.
So first you have to know your values, and then you have to live true to your values.
Yes.
But you have to know them first.
Exactly.
But first you got to know them. A lot of us, we don't even know our values. We never really assessed or did an intake or an inventory, if you will, of our values.
I think that's very true. And I think that that's always a good place to start. What are the things, just start writing down. What do you think the things are
that
you value? And then let yourself sit with those things. I have a somewhat robust mindfulness practice, and I do think that it's extremely helpful for checking in on things. It's great to do, lots of exercises on paper, say, or on your computer, and, find lists of values on the internet. I'm happy if someone wants to contact me through my website. I have lists of values that I'd be happy to send. But, and then check in with how is it literally resonating in your system, and is it something that feels important to you? I mean, you can think about it. Like, for example, when you do something that's unaligned, you feel that little fizz that's a little bit nauseating in your body. Like, oh, I did that and I shouldn't have done that, but I needed to. And then, bam, we get so into justifying why it was necessary for today to do that, that we lose track of what our physical self was telling us about the nature of our actions.
What do you think the relationship between poor health or just poor lack of joy for life and not living true to your values is? Is there a relationship there?
Well, with poor health, that one, let me start with the not living in joy. That one's just, that's just an obvious and easy direct relationship. If we are not feeling fulfilled and we don't feel joy, it's because we're not living in the way that we should be living.
Based on our personal values, though, not like on the culture's values. Based on your, is that right?
No, well, that's exactly the problem. I think that problem actually is becoming increasingly difficult for us to separate what cultural values are from what our personal values are, because we live in this moment where we don't take time slowly and by ourselves to consider what's important to me.
Hey, Mina, we got to take a break, but hold on to that thought. That's really important, what you just said.
Howdy, folks. Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's gcnminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we're back on the Bright Side talking to Mina Samuels about her book, Run Like a Girl, 365 Days a Year. Mina, before I want you to continue talking about it. I think that's a really important point that you're making when we went to break about cultural values versus personal values and how you can live true to yourself. But before we do that, can you give out your website real quick?
Sure. It's just my name, Mina, M-I-N-A, Samuels, S-A-M-U-E-L-S, .com. And I am easily contactable through my website.
Okay, great. So now continue on with your thought there about these, the distinction between the values the culture wants you to have and your own personal values and that the impact that has on our sense of well-being.
Well, what I was saying is that our individual values are things that we arrive at through self-knowledge and introspection. And those are things that can only happen in a place of quiet, when we are able to actually listen to what's resonating for us in our bodies physically, and not just at the sort of, you know, neck up swirl of our thoughts, because we know that our thoughts are a swirl. I mean, a lot of people say, well, I can't meditate because I have too many thoughts in my head, which always fascinates me, because I think, well, but that to observe those thoughts is the point of meditation. Often people have this mistaken idea that we meditate and our mind empties. In fact, what happens is we meditate and we just notice how full our mind is.
Right.
Sometimes our mind clears up a bit as we're meditating. But that's the place where we can start to understand what our personal values are. What is it that fills us up? What is it that gives us not some fleeting temporary joy, but what is it that gives us a long, long lasting joy? I mean, for example, among us who have pets, say, for example, you know for sure that curling up with your pet is just a long-standing joy. But we don't actually know about a lot of the other things in our lives because we don't spend the even 5 minutes a day checking in on that. The culture around us, this culture that we live in, it's very hard driving and very fast moving, but fast moving not in a progressive way, but in a swirling way
chaos
that creates this maelstrom of ideas around us that make us think that the only things that are important are how much money we make and how many things we're doing and, you know, being busy all the time and posting on social media the incredible exploits on the way to the coffee shop that happened to me. And that really puts a veil between our personal values and our knowledge of them, because we get so caught up in the kind of vibration of the world. It's like the whole thing is kind of vibrating, and we can't find the stillness we need to really check in with, okay, what do I feel? What is it that I think is important? I live in New York City most of the time, though not all of the time. And I notice here that there's a real people will say to me almost as an opening, you know, my friends will say, oh, it's so good to see you. Are you just so busy? And I'm always thinking, well, probably maybe not by your standard as busy as you think I should be, because I made a conscious decision a few years ago that I couldn't be just busy all the time with things and running from this place to the other place. And I started to be much more measured about how many obligations I take on at one time and on one day. And I think we need to give ourselves that space, because otherwise we just can't check in with where we're at and what it is that's important to us. The other thing I want to say about values is that they are not static. It's not like you start your life with a set of values and they're unchanging. As we go through life, what is more important to us is going to shift, and we need to be aware of that.
You know, all the stuff you're talking about, it strikes me as being really, I mean, we talk about this all the time on the Bright Side, super important for how the body shows up and health, how healthy we are physically, how healthy we are. And that gets us into your book, which is about being an athlete. And you call it, you call yourself a spiritual running buddy. So what I think of is you integrating the idea of athletics with all of these notions of introspection and calming down and being still and assessing your values. Talk to us a little bit about how that can help the athlete, these ideas can help the athlete, or even the wannabe athlete, or the weekend warrior, just somebody who's running. How can all of these ideas that you're talking about help?
Well, I guess the first thing I want to say about our health and being an athlete is that we're often thinking of our health as the goal, that to be healthy is the only goal that we're looking for, or that when we take on our athletics, our sports, or moving in general, things that get us active, that's what we're aiming for. And what I want people to think about is to aim past that. Our health is a resource, and it's an it's probably one of the most powerful resources that we have personally. But it's a resource that we then use to manifest in the world in our highest and best way and our most purposeful way and with as much meaning as we can find. So I guess that's the first thing. And I feel like when we approach our sports and our athletics and our health in that manner, it's almost like we value it more, and we can be more self-compassionate with ourselves if we don't run the 5K as quickly as we want to, or we didn't quite do the marathon that we wanted to do. I mean, yes, sports are also an incredibly powerful and useful microcosm to see how we are in the rest of our lives. Sports shows us, how do I show up on a daily basis for something that I say I'm going to do? How hard am I willing to push myself? Am I showing up for my friends if, you know, you're doing your sports with your friends? And how in tune am I with my body? Because sports will definitely tell us if we push ourselves too far, because we will be injured. And the injury is just going to stop us.
And a lot of the skills a prime athlete has to have, forgetting about the past, being in the moment, being in tune with their body, being goal-oriented, working towards something that they want to accomplish or achieve, these are all things that we can apply to our lives in a day-to-day basis, correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's what's so powerful about sports, because I feel like it maps so precisely from the individual sport that we're pursuing or the team sport, but, you know, onto how we can conduct ourselves in the rest of our lives. And one of the, you know, for example, one of the women I interviewed in the book talks about a figure skating coach telling her that she wasn't going to land the double lutz until she figured out how to relax and then go for it with everything she had. And wow. I feel like that as life counsel is incredibly powerful, because that is what we, you know, what we need to do if we want to reach for whatever our highest ambition is without hanging on to it, you know, in fists so tight that we can't make course adjustments when they are required in our lives.
From a superficial perspective, it sounds like those are oxymorons. That's an oxymoron, or they're opposites, to relax and then go for it with everything you have. But that's really what you have to do if you want to hit a home run, if you want to hit a ball really far, or if you want to drive a golf ball really far, or you want to accomplish something. You got to have the relaxation part, and then you got to go for it, both at the same time, correct?
Absolutely. And it's not even just in those precision sports that you're talking about, though that's where you can often feel it the most. You know, if you have to, or if you're rock climbing and you need to make a move that is incredibly scary. But, you know, I find that really works in the sports I do. It works in running. It works in cycling. It even, you know, works in yoga. It works in cross-country skiing, where you accumulate knowledge of technique and you train. But in the end, what you need to do is just relax into it. And it's almost like sometimes I feel like when I'm having a really good day with a sport, I have just said to my body as I'm going out, just show me what you could do today.
I love it. So
you show
relax,
me.
go for it with everything you have. Relax and go for it with everything you have. We've been talking to Mina Samuels, MinaSamuels.com. Her new book is Run Like a Girl, 365 Days a Year. Mina, you got some YouTube videos up there too, right? They can just search for Mina Samuels.
You know, I am not sure if the videos that you saw are technically yet, so I'm going to have to look into that.
Okay, look into it, because they're awesome videos. Hey, thanks so much, Mina. I hope we get to talk again soon. Good luck with your book. We've been talking to Mina Samuels, MinaSamuels.com. Her book is Run Like a Girl, 365 Days a Year. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Thanks so much for listening to The Bright Side. Have yourselves a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to you all later, folks. Bye for now.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.